Pages 10 and 11. Investing in the borough. A number of large-scale investments will be coming to fruition across the borough this year, bringing much-needed new housing, new business facilities, and boosting our local economy. Good news for first-time buyers in Fareham. At the beginning of the year, the government announced that thousands of new starter homes will be built across the country this year. They will be built exclusively for first-time buyers aged 23 to 40 and available for at least 20% below market value. Fareham Borough Council is one of 30 local authorities selected to work with the Homes and Communities Agency to deliver a share of these homes. Possible locations for these new homes include brownfield sites across the borough in Fareham Town Centre, together with any early phases at Wellbourne Garden Village. The new starter homes will draw funds from the government's £1.2 billion Starter Homes Land Fund. A new hotel in Fareham Town Centre. Fareham Borough Council has agreed to work with the owners of Fareham Shopping Centre to attract a well-known hotel chain to the town. Plans will be developed for a four-storey, 83-bed hotel overlooking the Civic Gardens and built on top of the shops to replace long-empty office space. This exciting development will help attract visitors and business to the town. Following progression of the scheme through the planning process, it is hoped work will start on site towards autumn 2017. New homes for older people. £5.5 million has been spent building 36 new flats, especially for the over 55s at Park Gate. Sylvan Court at the Cold East site is a sheltered housing scheme comprising 25 one-bedroom flats and 11 two-bedroom flats. Each flat is wheelchair accessible and residents can make use of the communal lounge, activity room and scooter store. The new homes are set to be ready for the first tenants in spring this year.
It's all happening at Daedalus. A number of major developments are underway or in the pipeline at Daedalus. Building work has begun on 11 new hangars, a £4.5 million project which will enhance the site for leisure flyers and attract aviation and aerospace businesses there. Fareham Borough Council also has plans to expand the Fareham Innovation Centre and has successfully secured £2 million of government funding towards the £7 million project. This is hot on the heels of the success of the first phase, which reached 100% occupancy within a year of opening its doors. Another new development at Daedalus is the construction of a new radar facility for NATS, National Air Traffic Services, where training and testing of new technology will take place. Plans are being prepared for roads, services and airport facilities to open up Swordfish Business Park on the western side of Daedalus to unlock the employment potential on the remaining part of the enterprise zone. Forward funded by the council, but repaid through business rates, work should start on site in the latter half of 2017 so that businesses can start developing plots in 2018. These developments cement Daedalus' reputation as the Solent's top destination for aviation, marine and advanced manufacturing. For more information, visit www.solentairport.co.uk.